I'm assuming that since you're watching post-trib moment number 60, you must have gone through lessons 1 through 59. And I want to say to you that if you've gone through all of the other 59 and you're still believing in a pre-trib rapture, that there are one of three things that could be said about you. Number one, you're not saved, because it's possible that you're not saved, since the Bible makes it clear that those who are unsaved are incapable of understanding the Word of God. The Bible says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned." And so if you're unable to hear God's Word, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. And the Bible teaches that the righteous shall understand, but none of the wicked shall understand, it says in Daniel chapter 12. And so that's one possibility of why you're still pre-trib if you're all the way to moment 60 and you've seen so many scriptures to prove that that's a false doctrine. Number two, the other reason why you might still believe in a pre-tribulation rapture is that you're just stupid. I mean, that's the other option. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you just are incapable of understanding basic grammar or basic sentence structure from the Word of God as it tells you that the rapture comes after the tribulation. You might just be an imbecile. And I'm not saying you are, because there's still a third option that's coming. First of all, you could have been unsaved. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope you get saved. Number two, you may just be stupid. I mean, there are people in this world that are stupid, and they believe stupid things. Okay, I'm not saying that that's you, because you might be option number three, which is that you're stubborn. And really, I believe those are the only three options. You're either unsaved, you're stupid, or you're being stubborn. And I think probably most people watching this video fall into category number three. You're being stubborn. You say, well, that's given the benefit of the doubt. Well, but what does the Bible say about stubbornness? Well, the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and that stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You know, I don't want to be stubborn in the face of the Scriptures. I don't want to resist the Holy Ghost as He speaks through His Word. And so I would hate to be in your shoes, my friend, having gone through 59 very clear scriptural proofs from the Bible that the rapture comes after the tribulation. If you still believe in it, you're being very, very stubborn. Let it go. Now, if you're a pastor, you really need to think hard about this. A lot of pastors these days, you know what they're doing? They're saying, well, we don't really know. It's hard to say. I can see both sides. So I'm just not going to talk about it. I'm just not going to preach about it. You know what? Shame on you, pastor. Because the Bible commands you to preach the whole counsel of God, to preach the Word. And if you're not going to preach on this subject, you're leaving out a really big chunk of the Bible. There are 260 chapters in the New Testament. You can't leave out the 22 chapters of Revelation. You can't leave out Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, Luke 17. These are scriptures that you need to be teaching and preaching. And you are responsible for that flock. And if you fail to warn them of the events that are coming, their blood will be required at your hand, because you are the watchman of that flock. Read Ezekiel 33, verse 6. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Or perhaps you say, well, Pastor Anderson, I'm not rejecting the fact that the rapture is after the tribulation. I'm not unsaved. I'm not stupid. I'm not being stubborn here. I just need a little more time to digest this. I just need a little more time to study. Well, I've heard that many times from people, and then you talk to them 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later, and what are they doing? They're still studying it. You know what? You need to take this seriously. The end of all things is at hand. This could happen in our lifetime. You'd better figure out what you believe. If you're a pastor, you are expected to know what you believe. And even as just a Christian that's in the pew, you need to know what you believe. And if you are undecided on this subject, I would not give rest to my eyes or sleep to mine eyelids until I figured this out. You need to get into that Bible. I've read the whole New Testament in one day before. It took me 18 and a half hours. You know, if I were you, I would get out the Bible and read it and spend the next 18 and a half hours reading it and see if you find a pre-trib rapture in there. It won't be there. And so I hope you take this seriously. I thank you to those who've watched the videos and those who believe in the pre-trib rapture. I don't know what else to tell you, but besides what I just told you, those who believe in the post-trib rapture, spread these videos. And tomorrow, because I'm, of course, releasing this video on the 20th of December, 2012, tomorrow, the 21st, the documentary will be released, After the Tribulation. And I hope you'll get yourself a DVD, get a DVD for your pastor, watch it for free on YouTube, because we need to get this film out to everybody that we possibly can and warn them about the things that will be coming probably very soon.